I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord. Let's sing it now. Oh, yes, I. Stand tonight. Oh, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Oh, no matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I'm gonna praise. Mean that? Do you really mean that? Well, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? We had some tremendous services here over the weekend. The Lord used Brother David Gadman just in a wonderful way, gave us exactly what we had need of. The Lord knows what we need, don't He? So good to have you back in the house of the Lord tonight. We've just come to worship Him midweek, but what an opportunity it is to worship and to praise the Lord, to thank Him for present day truth. Aren't you glad for present day truth? Praise the Lord. Why don't you turn around? Shake somebody's hand. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church tonight. Play some more of that one. Now can we sing that together again? Oh, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord.
No matter what tomorrow brings,
amen,
what it has in store.
Gonna praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord.
No matter what tomorrow brings,
amen,
what it has in store.
Oh yes, I'm gonna praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes while we look at our prayer requests tonight. We've got several we want to let you know about. I want to have prayer for Sister Christine Baker tonight, who's having severe back pain. Also, Brother Baker, who is having a foot problem, a lot of swelling in his foot, a lot of pain. They depend upon our prayer, so we want to remember those folks tonight as we pray, not just those folks, but all of our assembly here that's sick, various sicknesses and different things. Let's remember them tonight as we pray that the Lord would be mindful of them. I want to pray for Brother Abe Dyke for financial needs and some needs in his assembly there in his church. Let's remember those needs tonight. Andy and Jennifer Blevins have some unspoken prayer requests they would like for you to pray about tonight. The Lord knows all about the need. Brother Keith Phillips. Keith Phillips says, by his stripes I am healed, and so are you. We just believe that tonight, don't you? Well, let's read you the rest of it. Amen. He said, the blood is red, the sky is blue, by his stripes I'm healed, and so are you. So praise the Lord. We believe that tonight, don't we? Amen. Amen. We just want to be able to receive our healing. We're already healed, but we want to be able to receive it. Now, there's a key to receiving your healing, and only you have that key that'll unlock that faith bank. When you can believe, you'll receive whatever it is. May not come tonight. You may have to wait for it, but it's already been promised. You hold that key, you unlock that faith bank, God's done made the promise. You are healed by His stripes. Do you believe that tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Urgent unspoken prayer request for Cheryl Davis' friend, Patty Duggar. The Lord knows all about that need. We're just committed unto the Lord. Sister Brenda Harmon has strep. Want to remember her in prayer tonight as we pray that the Lord will be mindful of her. Pray for Sister Victoria Thomas, who is very sick. She's from Georgia and being admitted to the hospital. So let's remember her tonight as we pray. Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was sent over to the library. I'm requesting an urgent prayer request for a troubled son. Thank you, and may God bless. Sister Topsy Lassard sends that in. So we just commit that need unto the Lord tonight. Ask God to be mindful of that situation. Please pray for Sister Janet Kennedy having sinus problems. Let's remember her tonight. I want to pray for Brother Jeff Nunley. He's having severe seizures and is at the Johnson City Medical Center. He needs a miracle. Let's really pray for Brother Jeff. He just can't seem to get straightened out. But let's pray that the Lord would let him receive healing in his body tonight. Sister Lona Harrah wants to thank all of you for your prayers and thank God that Gary came through his surgery very well. Still remember them in prayer. So let's remember Brother Gary Harris, Sister Lona, that the Lord would give Brother Gary a speedy recovery. Brother Wade sends us in prayer for Russell Holmes. He's in the hospital with a bleed on his brain. That's Brother Nathaniel Holmes' brother. So we certainly want to pray for that need tonight. The Lord will be mindful of that. Sister Ruth Ann Carter says to please pray for my cousin Patty Davis in the hospital fighting cancer. She came out of a coma and is sitting up and eating. So let's remember her, that the Lord would continue to give her healing in her body. Please pray for Erica and Emma Parker. They are not feeling well, so let's remember those tonight. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need, something you'd like for this group to pray about, how many of you know God's bigger than your problem? He really is. And we have a lot of problems, a lot of situations, and we don't want to take nobody's problem lightly and their sickness lightly, but we're serving an awesome God. We're just serving a great risen Savior. Do you believe that tonight with all your heart? Could we stand? Brother Harold Carroll, would you come tonight? Take us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these requests. We'll just commit these things unto the Lord. Ask God to have His divine intervention in every situation. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord, we don't bring these requests to a man. We bring them to You. Lord Jesus, because we know that, God, with faith, that in Your word, God, that You will answer these requests, Lord, according to Your will. God, we come to You, Lord. You've heard so many. There's people that have strep, that people that have been through surgeries. You've heard so many requests, Lord. God, and we know that You care about absolutely each one of them, Lord. And we also know, Lord, that we were put here for, just as Esther was, for such a time as this, Lord, as she went before the king so that she could bring these petitions and requests to the king. Lord, may we take these requests, and Lord, different ones would be affected in different ways. Maybe the ones that the lady with the son, the wayward son that's having issues there, Lord. Those of us who have had teenagers and children, maybe we'd understand those better and such and so forth, Lord. God, I pray that we would take these upon our hearts as this burden is placed towards us, Lord. And may we take them and bring them to You, Lord. And Lord, believing that You'll answer them according to Your will. We love You, we praise You, and we're going to thank You in advance, Lord, for what You're going to do, what You've already done, and what You're going to do, Lord. We thank You in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Harold. God bless you. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here with us tonight in the service, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that would be streaming this service tonight, we pray this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Why don't we just give Him a real big hand clap of praise tonight if you love Him with all your heart. Praise the Lord. He's worthy of all the praise you'll ever be able to give Him. I'll tell you that. Amen. Let's sing this song tonight. When the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me, we're going to have a great time expressing our gratitude and our thanks. We won't really know what to say, but somehow He'll help us to love Him just the right way. I love Him right now, don't you? I love Him right now. He's been so good to me right now. Right now. Somebody say right now. He's God right now. He certainly is. Give Him one more hand clap of praise tonight. You love Him. Thank you, buddy.
I have stood for the gospel when it seemed I stood alone. Through the heartaches and frustrations, get my focus on the throne.
Amen.
So many times I have recalled the Savior's words so true. If you won't be ashamed of me, I won't be of you. So I proudly stand until I see.
Glory.
Yes, we will. To thank Him face to face.
Where the reason that I'm standing. Well, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. Yes, now I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time.
I was traveling along the back roads. I was heading in the wrong direction. Satan was sure he had my soul lost and bound. Through God's love and mercy, His grace turned me around. And I'm glad I crossed over in time.
Well, now I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. That line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time.
I was headed in the wrong direction. My sin dark as night. Satan was standing between my soul and the light.
Oh, yes.
But Jesus gave me a light to shine. He saved this soul of mine. I'm glad I crossed over in time.
Well, yes, now I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad crossed over the line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time.
Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. We have a special. Do we have a special? Yes. Sister Cogman, are you here? Where are you at? Is that who's singing, Brother Larry? Where is she at? Give her a nice hand tonight as she comes to sing for you. We'll go right on into the service tonight.
That I crossed over in time. I tell you what, when you're in sin, one of the most frightening things you can think about is falling into the hands of a righteous and just God. But once you meet Him, that fear is gone. And you know what? I'd rather stand before God than anybody, because all of you will condemn me. But He looks down through His blood and says, "Not guilty." And this is a song called "Not Guilty."
It's a list a mile long of all my sin, of everything that I've done wrong. I'm so ashamed. There's nowhere left for me to hide. This is the day, and I must answer for my life. My fate was in the judge's hands, but then He turned to me. I know You, I made You, I gave my life to save You. Love paid the price for mercy, my verdict, not guilty. How can it be? Can't begin to comprehend what kind of grace would take take the place for all my sin. I stand it all. Now that I have been set free, and the tears that well up as I look at the cross, 'cause it should have been me. My fate was in those nail-scarred hands. He stretched them out to me and said, I know you, I made you, I gave my life.
And of course, it's for Brother Jack.
This world will try to satisfy that longing in your soul. You can search this wide world over, but you'll be just as before. You'll never find true satisfaction until you found the Lord. For only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Satisfy your soul, and only He can change your heart and make you whole. He'll give you peace like you never knew. Joy and heaven too. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only Jesus can satisfy.
Lord Jesus, how grateful we are tonight, Lord, to know that. I can't imagine where we'd be tonight. Looking, searching, hungering for something that would satisfy. We are so grateful that you have led us to the fountain of living waters. Lord God, I pray that you would help us, that we would always, always come to that place to drink. May nothing ever take the place of that great quenching ability in our hearts. Your prophet has taught us that it's a sin for man to try to satisfy that longing with anything other than God. Lord, we love you tonight. We've come for this very purpose again tonight, Lord, that we'd be able to assemble ourselves together and sing and worship. You're the Word, become charged and energized, Lord, that we could be what you want us to be. Take your Word tonight, Father, and speak to us. Help us that we can become better instruments in the hand of God. Grant it, I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Happy to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
What a great honor and privilege it is to be gathered together again in His house. Amen. Acts chapter 20, verse 26. Acts chapter 20, verse 26. Remember, this meeting is, we looked at it last Wednesday. This meeting is Paul gathered together with the pastors of the area of Ephesus. Wherefore, I take to you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God. Now remember, we looked at it last week, that this is not now the commission to the church. The commission to the church in Mark 16 was, go ye unto all the world. But these are pastors. Why didn't Paul tell them to go out and have street meetings and go in here and there and there? Now you can't make the word lie. The word has to run in continuity. Now notice the prophet of the age speaking to the pastors of the age. Notice where he told them to feed the flock of God, over which the Holy Ghost has made them overseers. Now, did they speak to individuals on the street? No doubt they did. No doubt they witnessed to people as the Holy Ghost led them. But their instruction was, feed the flock of God. Brother Donnie, you selfish preachers, why don't you go out and hold street meetings? I will when my boss tells me to. I'm not hard-headed. I'm not stubborn. The Lord wants me to have a street meeting, I'll have one. But I ain't going to do it because you think I should. Because then I'll be following you instead of following the Lord. You see, Brother Branham was led by the Holy Ghost one time down a street. The plane was put on hold. Because there's a black woman down there looking for her Elijah. She didn't even know Brother Ram's name. Now, Brother Ram didn't say, I'll tell you what, I'm going out and I'm going to find a black woman. I'm going to find her son. I'm going to find somebody that I can help today. He didn't do that at all. He was led of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which He has purchased with His own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves, men of your own message, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw disciples closer to Jesus so they can be more like God and be... This is their main goal right here. After them. May the Lord bless His words and may be seated. Brother Michael can't hear anything at all. How many believes Brother Branham was a word prophet? A scriptural word prophet. One true sign when someone has false doctrine that they're trying to introduce to you. They always leave the scripture. They never, well, Paul said and Peter said and James said, but it's always a quote of Brother Branham here, an excerpt here, and one there. True doctrine can be based upon scripture and the message. Because they say the same thing. God did not send Brother Branham to replace the Bible, but to make the Bible more clear, more understandable to the people of God. If you really have the Holy Ghost and you have the ability to hear that, then you do not hear the message as being a Bible replacement. But you hear it as further enhancing the Word of God, making the Scripture more clear, more plain, actually restoring our hearts back to the original face of the Bible itself. Now, you know, really, it's a shame in one sense of the word that ministers in this message would even have to take one service, much less multiple services, and try to convince the followers of that message of the need of true God call ministers. A Baptist preacher will never have to take a service like that. A Methodist, an Episcopalian, a Presbyterian, because Satan will never use that against them. I told several preachers today that we are so blessed to be able to hear the voice of our messenger on tape. Because in every other age outside of this one, when the messenger passed, the people who lived beyond his day, the time that he lived, were never able to actually hear Paul's voice, Arrhenius' voice, Luther's voice, Wesley's voice. But God has allowed us to hear our prophet's voice on tape. Aren't you grateful for that? And what has the devil done? Taking that very same thing and trying to use that very same thing to replace the other gifts of God in the same message. To try to tell those other gifts that they no longer need to preach because we have the voice of the prophet himself. But now, is this actually a teaching of the message? Is it a teaching of the Bible? What do you say we strip this devil down naked tonight? Let's just strip him plumb down, make him ashamed and embarrassed, and hopefully he'll run out of here tonight ashamed. Well, praise the Lord. Y'all willing? Now, let's begin with this. Now, because the gospel, as I mentioned now in Mark 16, and whenever Jesus first called his disciples and he tells them, go out into the world and go here and there and there, and knew exactly what he was doing now when he called 12 apostles instead of 12 pastors. Had he called 12 pastors, they would have pretty much started 12 churches and they would have stayed right there. So he calls 12 apostles and he gives them a commission. And I read it to you last week that the initial commission to the church was, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. But that commission will not be fulfilled by every God-called man, because some men around this message have lived and preached their entire life in the United States or Canada or wherever they were born at, and they will never go around the world. But that commission was given to the church body. So somebody in the church body will fulfill that commission, but not every preacher will. It's the same with an evangelist. An evangelist has a burning desire. An apostle has a desire to go in and start a church. But most of the time, he's not a pastor. So he'll go in and start a church, and then a pastor will come in. He'll leave that work and go somewhere else, start another one. Pastor come in, go somewhere else, start another one. That's why every man has to follow what God puts in his heart to do. Praise the Lord. That's why the prophet said a pastor should never tell a prophet what to do. And an evangelist should never tell a pastor what to do. Well, hallelujah. Now, notice
this. So each one of these gifts have their own spot in the body, and that's why every one of those men have to find what God wants them to be. Now, it's the same in the sense of how that God has diversified the gifts in the body as he has in our own assembly here. Now, watch. Brother Aaron said, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that he's here now. I believe he's the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Morning Star. I believe that he's here today appearing in among the people, showing to them that the end is nigh, that he's soon coming to catch away his church. Now listen carefully. And the ministry of his ministers are shaping right into his own ministry that he set here on the earth to catch away the entire church. Now can you imagine the ministry of the ministers of the Lord Jesus are shaping right into his own ministry. And Brother Brim said to catch away the entire church. I believe it with all of my heart. If Brother Brandon believed this, I believe it too. Now you see, I'm one of them weird kind of guys. If you tell me to say what the tapes say, I'm not going to isolate a few quotes and say what they say, but I'm going to say what they say literally. So, you know, if I'm going to say what the tapes say, then that means I'm going to preach it and not play what the tapes play. That is what he said, is it not? Now, notice again in Phoenix. Now, let's just take the message now. Brother Man said, speak to me, Lord. I wouldn't say that or do that unless you ordained it. You ordained your gospel to be preached by men. You could ordain the wind to preach it. You could ordain the stars to preach it. You could ordain the moon, the sun to preach it. But you ordain men, he won't change it. And the church said, he won't change it. You're waiting on men. You're not waiting on the stars. They're obeying you. The winds don't obey you. But Lord, we men, we're no good. And the church said, we don't obey you, Lord. Forgive us, won't you? Won't you forgive us? Now, this is God's way, that God chose men to preach the gospel. Somebody say, go ahead, Brother Donnie. Notice again, God doesn't fall upon denominations. God doesn't fall upon mechanical devices. God, the Holy Spirit, fell upon men. Man is God's agent, and the hardest thing that God has ever had to do was get one mortal to believe another. My, you realize how blessed you are to be able to believe another mortal, and you believe that God can give them his words. You realize how blessed you are to be able to do that. Oh my, thank the Lord. The hardest thing that God has ever had to do is to get one mortal to believe another. Do you believe it? Isn't that amazing? So he says the hardest thing God could ever do, and then he asks that question, do you believe that? I do believe it. Notice again, God always works through agents, men. Man is God's agent always. Not creeds, not denominations, but man. God never worked through machinery or never worked through denominations. Now, can we say what the tapes say? Oh, praise the Lord. Notice again, God never used idols. He always used man. God don't use machinery, mechanical devices. He uses men, individuals. So you answer me. For all of those people who call themselves tape people with such pride, can they have church without a mechanical device? If the lights go out tonight, I can still preach. If the microphone goes off, my monitor still ain't working. So I can't even hear what I'm saying. I hope you can. So I'm still preaching without my monitor. I can turn the mic off. I can still preach without this mechanical device. If the organ blows up, I'll stand back if it does. does, but we can still have church without it. If the heat goes off, we can still have church. If the amplifier goes out, we can still have church. But if the CD player goes off in a tape church, you can't have church. So you have to cancel it or try to find another one. Why? Totally dependent upon a mechanical device. I'm smelling that funny smell again. Now look, friends, these are not my words. These are the words of this man that we're supposed to take everything that he said and say what the tapes say. Well, praise the Lord. God don't use machinery, mechanical devices. He uses men, individuals. Excuse me, I didn't mean to holler that loud. Notice, I'm not excited, though. I know right where I am. Now, can you imagine Brother Brown getting excited about saying God don't use mechanical devices? Wow, he got so excited and got so loud that he thought he might need to apologize a little bit. Again, it says, in God hiding in simplicity, God in the beginning that could have made the sun to preach the gospel, or the winds to preach the gospel, or an angel to preach the gospel, but he ordained men for that purpose, and he never changes it. He never ordained denominations. He never ordained groups of men. He ordained men to preach the gospel, not machinery. Mechanical devices or an angelic being, it was man. How many saints at Happy Valley can say amen to that? Now, should we play tapes? Absolutely. If you don't play tapes in your home or your car, I say shame on you tonight. But God never brought a machine to replace his live ministry in the last days. Exactly right. Notice this again. Now God could have chose to preach the gospel by the sun, by the moon, by the stars, by the wind, or by nature. But he chose men to preach the gospel, and that... I shouldn't read this, because if I do, it'll cause the office mess. So I think I will. He chose men to preach the gospel. That's where the voice of God will come from. Oh my goodness. The voice of God will come through. So the voice of God's not the name of an organization or a building or a system. It's not patented to hold on to just by one particular aspect of the ministry. That's not what the prophet said. That's not what the tapes say. Well, praise the Lord. He chose men to preach the gospel, and that's where the voice of God, men, notice, not one man, but men, that's where the voice of God will come from. Now, what you notice, son, friend, this thing is not new. It's been around for many, many years. As a matter of fact, even when Brother Branham was here, this spirit was going way back yonder. Now, 1964. I want you to notice this, that do you teach that the bride must not attend any other church unless you are preaching or preaching else otherwise the tabernacle? No, I don't teach that. I don't believe that. I do not believe it. So if you believe that, you believe error. The folks who gather and feel like they have the premier word and they play only a tape, or they stay home and play a tape of the prophet of God and feel like they're lining up with what Brother Branham said, they're deceived. Brother Branham never taught such garbage. And that's what it is. It's antichrist in principle. Because it's against the teaching of Christ. Oh my, here we go. Let's roll up our sleeves and get in it, shall we? No, I don't teach that. I don't believe that. I do not believe it. We've got ministers sitting here that's scattered all around through the country, and I believe that they are part of that bride. I believe that a man or woman can go to church anywhere they want to go to church. It teaches the word, and I believe if they don't teach the whole word, you can go to church any other place where they teach the whole word. Go where they teach half the word until you can get to where they teach the whole word. Go to church wherever you do that. Can't you see now this spirit? Spirit already started back there in 1964. That you shouldn't go to church unless Brother Branham is preaching, or you shouldn't go unless they're playing a tape. And will they believe the very prophet of God they said they follow? They will not. Do I expect them to believe me? I do not. But I expect you sheep to. Now, if we got hard-headed goats here tonight, I don't expect you to believe me either. My voice will condemn you at the day of judgment. But I do expect you sheep to hear the truth. And when this thing comes around you, you won't argue, you won't fuss, you won't debate, but you'll know the balanced truth of what the message and the scripture teaches. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now notice, neither did Brother Branham teach that the pastors should forfeit their services and play tapes. Now that's being taught and pushed extremely hard around us, and it's gaining momentum. But it didn't come from Brother William Marion Branham. Question and answers again, 1964. Brother Branham, is it true that no one should preach but you? We've seen you ordain men, and we don't believe you would do that if they were not to preach. Sensible person. Mercy. Mercy. Brother, sister, ever who told you that nobody's to preach but me? I'd sure be a poor subject to God with all of that. So can't you see where people, when they repeat this, where they fit? Mercy. Mercy. Notice this. No, every man that feels a call of God upon his life, get into the ministry and start preaching. We no. Don't you sit there and tell me we need preachers. What? Friends, can't you see how far off the Word of God that Satan is doing and leading people and using what? The very restored message that God brought back to us. Oh my. He knows better than to use Catholic doctrine. He knows better than to use Episcopalian doctrine. So what's he going to try to do? Use the very prophet of God that restored our hearts right back to the original faith. That means the rapture's close somewhere. The church has been restored. The message has been restored, and Satan is attacking it on every front. He's attacking it from without, and he's attacking it from within. Oh, glory, the rapture must be close. Oh, my. Notice this, get in the ministry, said, and start preaching. We need the men of God anointed all over the world to preach the gospel. I'm just one little pebble on the beach among many big stones. See, there's just many more eligible, more worthy, more of anything to preach than me. I'm just one little humble person laying out here. I'm one grain of wheat and a whole garner. Now, come on. Let's say what the tapes say. As I said, that's what got me in so much trouble. Saying what the tapes say. But I'm saying what some people didn't know they said, or they didn't want to hear. I specialize in saying what folks didn't know. I'm not sure why, but I'm glad I can do it. I'm glad to be identified. Aren't you? Mama, you know what I mean. Any man that's called of God needs to preach the gospel. Now, it's being said that what the pastors need to do is put Brother Branham back in the pulpit. Well, first of all, I never took him out. As a matter of fact, the message of the hour is preached from this pulpit every time we have church. Now, I'm not going to do what the Bible says in the New Testament that they did about Moses, that they have them that preach Moses. I'm not here to preach Brother Branham. I'm here to preach the Word. I'm not here to preach me or to preach you, but I am here to preach the message that was bought by Brother Branham. I'm not here to make an idol out of Brother Branham's flesh. idolize him or idolize Paul or idolize me or idolize you. We want to point to that word that was brought to that prophet's lips. Right. Oh, so we hear it said, put Brother Branham back on the pulpit and you pastors forfeit your services. But let's run this through the message now. Let's not pick one or two quotes. Let's run it through the message and see if this is what the message says. Now, if the message says it, I'll never preach after tonight. Okay? Agreed? Agreed? Come on. Agreed? If the message says a preacher should never preach again, let's all agree tonight, I'll never preach another sermon. I've been studying already for the weekend, but if the message says I shouldn't do it, I'll never preach another sermon. Agreed? All right. I'll go ahead and plan on preaching this weekend. Now watch. Resurrection of Lazarus. Now, it's said preachers should not preach, but those who don't believe in playing tapes in church are make believers. Now, that's what's being said. But is that what Brother Branham said? Brother, what we need today. Now, I realize this is very, very hard when you go to doing these searches. Now, what you actually have to do is sit down and turn your computer on and let it boot up. And then you click on this message software. And then you come over and you type in these words. You can put it in print if you want to. It'll minimize how many searches that you do. So you put the little quotation marks in the first. I'm giving you this complicated thing. This is how hard it is. So you put the quotation marks on the front. And then you type W-E space N-E-E-D. And you can go ahead and do preachers or you need this. Or you can put quotations on the end of it. You'll come up with several hundred. It'll minimize your study, you know, depending on how many words you put in it. And then what you have to do is press enter or press on the top up there, and then you'll go to pulling up all these statements. It's really hard. It's really complicated to do. Apparently, this is why folks don't find it. Brother, what we need today is preachers back behind the pulpit that preach the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and fire baptism coming down upon the people. Notice what we need is preachers preaching the Holy Ghost fire baptism, not just coming down on the preacher, but coming down on the people. Oh, praise the Lord. It'll make them walk then, not out there on those beaches on Sunday afternoon and stretch themselves in a bathing suit. It'll make them walk to church. Woo! Oh my, I am the resurrection. Let me tell you what we need today is preachers that'll take the gloves off and stand in the pulpit and claim the full gospel of Jesus Christ with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory again. And oh, hallelujah. I feel awful good right now. The prophet of God again said, we need preachers that'll preach the word, tell us the truth about it, tell us we must be born again, and bring us on the basis of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, introduce all the good things that God has got for us. That's a fact, sir. Anybody that says contrary to that is speaking lies. I don't care what your name or address is. Can I go on? Thank you. Again, if a pastor carries on with a lot of nonsense, you find the congregation the same way. If the pastor's a good, solid gospel teacher that'll hold his children down and give them a little protoplasma stimulation when they need it. Oh, my goodness. The pastor actually holds them down, which means they're trying to get away. You see, if they was willing, you wouldn't have to hold them down. But sometimes you have to grab them and hold them down and bend them over that knee and wham, wham, wham. You can say, why a bunch of these sorry tape outfits don't want no pastor? The Holy Ghost to go right down their life where they live. Call out their sin. Oh, hallelujah. But the real saints of God, this world. My, my, lay the gospel down and spank them right good with it. You'll find a good obedient church. Wow, so you find a good solid preacher that holds them down and whoops the daylights out of them, and you find a good obedient church. That's what I want myself. I know it's what God wants. God wants a good obedient church. We don't give about hot dog suppers and hamburger roasts and french fries and everybody getting together and all going down to Burger King and doing this and that and the other. We're going to get it by me holding you down and whooping the fire out of you. What's the matter, some of y'all? Y'all act like you're fixing to head out. Don't leave. Oh my. Hallelujah. My, lay the gospel down and spank them right good with it. You'll find a good obedient church. That's why where people can come and enjoy themselves in the gospel. Oh, if he's a good preacher that'll stay on the word and stay in the word and
say.
Oh, shoot. Oh, why didn't he say pain? Man, he wrote that whole quote with that one word. So that means in order for me to be what Brother Bram said, I've got to say it. It'd be so much easier on me if I play it. Say in the word and say it that way and see that his church is operated truly by the Holy Spirit and get off in these isms, and as soon as they start something, he'll snap it out like that. That's what we need today is some more preachers like that. Generally, whenever I'm dealing with a thought to try to project it to you and to people who hear me, I give at least two, most of the time three quotes to back it up. But I thought this time, instead of going with three quotes, I would go with pages. I feel so sorry for the devil when we get this. I love it myself. When you arrive at this spot, I mean, poor guy, his blood pressure is 285 over 185. I mean, his heart rate is just, it's going through the roof. The word hems him up in such a way, oh my, he'll scream at me tomorrow, but I've got him down now. Notice Brother Bram says, what we need today is the old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone preachers back in the pulpit again to preach the truth, right? A hell for sinners, and except a man be born again, he'll in no wise enter the kingdom. Again, brother, what we need today is some old-fashioned preachers who will call black, black, and white, white, like John the Baptist. Oh, Lord. My. Now, this is what the prophet said. Notice why I started up here. In the early 50s, it follows the same continuity right on down to the end of the message. Notice again in Revelation Book of Symbols, your pastor, when he stands here on the platform ministering the word of God, he is God's angel to the church. Messenger to the church. Therefore, a pastor should never leave that word, but stay straight with the word, because he's feeding the shepherd's place. Because the word pastor means shepherd. Look it up and see if that ain't right. A pastor is a shepherd, and the Holy Ghost has made him overseer over a certain flock to feed them. With what? The word of God. Again, he says, the church needs an old-fashioned Holy Ghost, God-sent revival, and preachers to get in the pulpit and call the things out. Friend, friends, you can say, well, a lot of these folks don't want preachers. When they hear Brother Branham preach a 58 sermon, Brother Branham is dealing with the conditions of the world in 1958. When Brother Branham preaches in 61, 2, 3, 4, and 5, you're still hearing conditions, him describe conditions that the world is in then. You'll never hear him say pornography. As I mentioned to you the other night, you'll never hear him say many of the sins that are so active and adamant in the lives of people today. You can see why they can sit there so self-righteous, and the men around the message wearing their short britches out. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, I've done a lot of things that got rid of this and that and the other. Boy, they want to make you an unbeliever if you don't play a tape in church, and yet the house full of televisions. The same prophet of God that said that or that, that all those other things also said these other things as well. Come on, Happy Valley, don't you get quiet on me. But a God sent man anointed by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost can anoint him and go right down what you talked about before church, what you talked about coming in, what you talked about yesterday, what you talked about coming right in before church, and go right down through the auditorium. Not only that, but he can go right over to Australia, New Zealand, Ghana, wherever the service is going, and discerning people's hearts around the world, and they're saying, Lord have mercy, that man don't know me. Of course that man don't. The Holy Ghost does. And that word is still a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. But you sit there with this 65 tape going, 58, 61, 63, and you have in your mind the idea of denominations is Baptist, Methodist, Church of God, Church of Christ. Why? Because Brother Branham never preached against the denominations that formed in this message since he's left. You'll find Brother Branham preaching against the two-soul doctrine, or you'll never find Brother Branham calling by name the return ministry or many of the doctrines that have been around us for years and years. But the Holy Ghost is still calling in. Through what? God's provided way for this day. Oh my, this is what he said. Preachers get in the pulpit and call the things out. That's right. Let the righteous wrath of God rain down through old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone preaching. Too bad they ever got away from it and sissified it. Again, he says, that's what we need. Some old-fashioned homes again. Some preachers that'll stand, my, behind the pulpit and preach the truth and lay it down where it belongs to be laid. Amen. That's true. Oh, my. But will these quotes be read in Monk's tape, folks? Why? So you cut and dice and slice.
That's right.
And put together a salt. This, first of all, is no scriptural, nor is it message.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I go on?
Yes,
thank you. Face, Prince Albert, 1956. What we need today is an old-time St. Paul's revival and a Bible Holy Ghost back again correctly. What we need is some preachers that'll get out and preach the truth of the thing. Father, the hour has come. You women, clean yourselves up. You men, be Christians. You preachers, go to your pulpits preaching God is with us. Oh, hallelujah. Again, God making his promise. What we need today. Now remember, if I complicated on how you to search that, I'll be glad to print it out for you so you can simplify it to lead you through these complex terms of what we need. And if anybody can stand here tonight or anywhere around the world and show me where God's prophet ever said, what we need is for you preachers to quit preaching and employ me, I'll do it Saturday night. Show me one place where he said it. Glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. What we need. need today is some more of those old-fashioned stirring preachers. Now, we've got enough of them modern-day setting preachers. We need some that stirs around. And they kind of get you stirred up a little bit. They get you out of your comfort zone. And get you where you kind of get lazy and complacent, you know. And we need a good Holy Ghost anointed man of God that'll stir us up from time to time. Mama, they used to travel the land with a little suitcase in their hand. Preach the gospel. We got too much little sissies today trying to do it. What we need is a baptism of the Holy Ghost back again. Micaiah said, I don't care what they're saying. As the Lord liveth, I will say what God says. That's what we need today is preachers and men will say what God says to be the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Now friends, this makes me sad in my heart. It really does. It makes me sad in my heart because a lot of these folks who hate preachers despise them. And yet they feel like they're saying what Brother Branham said. You think, what about all these other things? This is what Brother Branham said. This is not, I'm not quoting Tim Pruitt. I'm not quoting Donnie Reagan. I'm not quoting Mike Price, Wes Willis. I'm quoting the seventh angel. Yes, sir. What we need is God-fearing preachers who tells the truth. Now that makes the separation. If I was choosing a pastor, and I was on the board and had to select a pastor, and he was one of these wishy-washy kind of sissified guys, I sure wouldn't vote him into my church. I'd vote him out and get a man that did believe God's word and took God's word and... So a pastor that don't preach is disqualified. He's actually impersonating an office. Oh, Jesus. Woo! Glory! And preached it and stood on it. I'd want a son of Abraham up there. Amen. A son of God. Again, what we need is old-fashioned, God-sent, heaven-born preachers who will tell the truth regardless of who it hurts. Oh my. Like John said, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. We need preachers, prophets like that, who will bombard and use the judgment of God for ammunition to tear up this wicked condition that we're living in. Oh, thank the Lord Jesus. We give away to modern rock and roll and sin and carrying on and indulging in the things of the world. And let the church stay alone. Stay home on Wednesday night to see We Love Susie and televisions and things. And let the church sit without anything and run the old-fashioned pastor out. Put a little kinky-headed Hollywood rat in there. Good Lord. Lord have mercy. Put a little kinky-headed Hollywood rat in there that know no more about God than a rabbit known about snowshoes. Don't you love those theological terms? You can tell he graduated from Bob Jones University. Mama. Put him in there and call him your pastor, electing something like that. What we need today is the old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone preacher back in the pulpit to handle the gospel barehanded. Call black, black, and white, white. We played religion too long. We played religion, friends. This is why people don't want a God called man in the message of the hour. They want a play message. They want to play Malachi 4. They want to play Luke 17:30. Serious. Oh my. We need some of the old-fashioned backwoods preachers that's got the Holy Spirit, that's not afraid to preach the gospel with their bare hands, not covered up as some kind of rubber glove, but preach. 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 The coming of the Lord Jesus, judgment for the wicked, heaven for the righteous, and the near approaching. Notice my years now, starting 51, 52, 53, 54. Now we're down to 60. Brother, let me tell you what we need. Men behind the pulpit, not a bunch of theological sissies that's afraid of something to say to the people. We need men of courage, good men, filled with the Holy Ghost, that stands out, that will not preach sissified stuff and creeds and denomination, but will preach the gospel and shuck the hide off. Man alive, that sounds scary. Now I realize, friends, if you're sitting here and hearing Brother Branham preach this, he might have said this one quote and an entire sermon. And then he'd go somewhere down the road and say this next quote, and that'd be all he'd say. It's pretty powerful when you put them all together. That's why you walk out here sometimes. Where you been? Church. You got a good pastor, huh? Yeah, buddy. You whooped the far out of me. I can't hardly walk. But I can't hardly get out of here. I can't hardly walk. But one of these days, I'm going to fly. Amen! Because he's preaching the word of God. He's cutting the world off of me. He's cutting the things I don't need off of me. Oh my. Nowadays they're so, well, we don't believe in saying hell in the pulpit. Oh mercy, he said. We need men of God. Men who won't hold back. Now everybody can't be a preacher, but you got a voice. And if you can't preach the people a sermon, if you're a preacher, you're called to the pulpit to preach. And here, Brother Branham, and all this, now remember, this is his own church. We saw all the rest of them things was out there for the people of the world. All right, now he's standing before his own people. Now he can slip it in there, if it's not for everybody else, and tell them what they're supposed to do that's different from everybody else. If you're a preacher, you're called to the pulpit to preach. You're not running a pep rally. Getting something that'll make the people all excited and all scream and holler and shout, and then turn the tape on in 15 minutes, everybody's asleep. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. If you're a preacher, you're called to the pulpit to preach. If you're not, you're still a preacher. But live the people a sermon. Let your sermon be lived. And it's the voice of God that'll bring reproach to them who reject it. Praise the Lord. They say no one can put a finger on his or her life. They're sweet and loving. Oh, if there's ever a man of God that's that man or woman, say, live your sermons. Can I go on? What we need is men that'll preach the gospel and handle it with the power of God. Tell the truth regardless of the organization kicks them out. What difference does it make? Yes, sir. We need men of God anointed with the Holy Ghost that'll preach the gospel regardless of what the organization or denomination says about it. Makes no difference anyhow. It's God we are for. Amen. I ain't looking for approval of this group in the message or that group in the message. I'm looking to my teacher. I'm looking to one who taught me. That's the one I want to please. Notice this now. We jump from 61 to 63. You businessmen, remember that too. We preachers have a hard enough time keeping this thing straight. It's not for laymen. Laymen has their part, but the pulpit is for the minister that's ordained. God sets in the church men for these things. You people getting on Facebook, hammering the word, and trying to tell preachers how to do this, you ought to be careful. You're going to wind up being a Uzziah, stubborn, hard-headed. You won't even listen to what preachers have to say. Make your Facebook thing a pulpit. It's wrong for women to get up here and preach. It's wrong for them to preach on Facebook. It's wrong for you men that's laymen to preach up here. It's wrong for you to preach on Facebook. I'm trying to straighten everybody out. You ain't called to straighten everybody out. Take care of yourself. Oh, I know some of you will try to burn my hide tonight after church or tomorrow. Some of you that like some of the things that are said, if you'll recall what's said on Wednesday night, if you're very spiritual at all, sometimes some of the folks you're liking are getting back at me. And as a dumb sheep, you sit there and read it and like it. If you only knew the demon that's on that person's. And you're agreeing with that spirit. You better be careful what you like. You'll recall what was preached Wednesday night or the weekend before. They're only trying to get even with me without calling my name. Well, thank you, Jesus. Some of y'all been better off you never had Facebook. You've been better off you kept your face in the real book. Come on now, don't get quiet on me. Whew. Mama, thank you, Jesus. Now think, if God in His mercy has a mother, before the little baby is born and is craving for some vitamin, and the mother's words speak forth, "Dad, I want cantaloupe or watermelon. I want something or another." Well, He'll do everything He can to get that because He knows He wants His child born as perfect as it can be. And He'll do everything He's able to do to get it. How much more abler? I realize Webster would really struggle with this, and Mary Latin and all these other people, but how much more able is He to get it? He's the Creator. Now think how able He is to prepare us a body like His own glorious body if we want to live. And if there's something in us calls us to live, and there's something in us that calls to do right, then God will call some body on the platform or on the pulpit that will preach the absolute truths. It shows if you're a real child of God and you begin to cry out, "God, take it away from me. Circumcise me for this. Take these things away from me." It's needed for your heavenly home that you're going to. Lord, children, if we believe that one quote, that should be enough to settle it right there. Do you understand when there's a lack in your walk with God or your walk in serving the Lord Jesus, if there's something lacking, your body there is craving, and your body will begin to move in the channel of God, and God will cause an anointed man of God to get in the pulpit because your body there said, "Say this, say that, say this, say that." And you're sitting there, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I need it." It's your body pulling. Oh, hallelujah. It's your body pulling on the other side. Lord, children, do you realize how dangerous it is when people sit and criticize and ridicule and make fun of preachers? You imagine a man of God can be so in touch with eternity in heaven that your body on the other side sees a lack in you, and it will begin to move down through the administration of God and move on a gift in a man's life. He's in touch with heaven. So much in touch with heaven, your theophany. Your theophany is calling to you from the other side, and God is ministering. You need to quit this. You need to lay this aside because your body's hearing it. Your body's feeling the need, and your body is in Lord of mercy, in contact with the Holy Ghost, and that man of God being moved around, he even wonders himself, "Why am I saying that? Why am I going this way? Why am I going that way?" Can you do a tape that way? Can your need ever pull one word from Brother Branham different than what was recorded? Now, is it the voice of God years ago? Not the newer place. They took me through and showed me the different things they have, the different equipment and so on. Even then, they told me they had a machine that could replicate Brother Branham's voice. There's one similar to used by presidents in voice recognition. They could actually make Brother Branham say things that he didn't say. So what if all of a sudden tapes were found saying something like, we don't need preachers no more. And it was Brother Branham's voice. Now, I'm going to make some of you really mad. Maybe I should say madder. If they produce a tape tomorrow that Brother Branham is saying, we don't need preachers, all you need to do is play my tapes, and it's exactly Brother Branham's voice, I will not take that as the balanced truth of the message. Oh, Brother Don, they can't do that. Don't tell me they can't do it. When I go and record a CD, and if I have sharp places or flat places, that tech can be able to take my voice and bend my voice and put me in tune. They can actually take a note off of the guitar or myself, take me and Harry and repeat our voice and make us say the same thing, whatever we're saying, the words, over and over again, because my voice is on a wavelength. I wonder how close we're going to get, friends. Hear me? I wonder how close we're going to get. So if a tape is all of a sudden found, well, you don't need to do this. You know, there come a time when the bride will quit going to church and they'll all rally up such and such a place. They'll all go here and there. How many of you would be packing up your bags day after tomorrow? Well, hallelujah. Adios, amigos. I'm staying here. I said, I'm staying here. Lo, if they say he's in the desert, or lo, they say he's across the Ohio River, or lo, he's in Tucson, or lo, he's over there. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Brother Branham had every opportunity to start the first tape church in his own assembly. Can I have a few more minutes? What's this Israel in the church? There would happen to be a stranger in our midst. That's our pastor here, Brother Neville. He's developed a little hoarseness in his throat. And that's the reason we haven't heard much of him in the last couple of nights. He's kind of asked to be silent as much as possible for that cause until his throat has a chance to heal, to recuperate. So Brother Neville's reason for being quiet was hoarseness. Not because his play finger broke off. Again, thank you, Brother Neville. It is understood that the Neville Trio is one of the best trios in the nation. Someone says something to Brother Branham. Anyway, that's right. That's right. How many heard the broadcast yesterday? I'm an old veteran preacher, over 20 years old. I've heard lots of sermons, but I believe I heard one of the most appropriate sermons for the day that we're living. I heard it yesterday by our pastor, Brother Neville. You who missed that missed a great treasure that was dearly in my heart. Isn't it amazing that Brother Branham is not standing up there and calling Brother Neville a make-believer for not playing one of his tapes on the radio broadcast? Say what he said, friends. Now, if you don't believe it, just admit it, okay? Just admit it. You don't believe it and get away from us. Hurry, fast. You won't have near as much hell. It won't be near as hot for you. I'm not kidding you. Oh, my. And my wife was washing dishes. Junie, I was helping her. That won't hurt. Dolores makes you wash them, too. Brother Collins told me when I first met him, I asked him about different experiences that he met with Brother Branham. And he said the first time he ever saw Brother Branham, he was standing with an apron on in the kitchen washing dishes. Yeah. Elijah, washing dishes. Glory. Amen. He wasn't calling fire out of heaven. He's asking for a dish rag. That's a great man. A great man can help his wife. Some of you sorry men, take off your clothes and add more and more and more to that queen of God. God's going to make you answer for that. Leave your clothes piled up in a pile and raise your kids the same way. And she's got four young ones. Well, actually, she's got five because she's got to take care of you. Well, thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. You'll see me tomorrow on Interstate 81 North. We'll work for food. Carol behind me. My. The Lord makes you wash them too. So while I was helping her wash the dishes, we both had to stop and remark to each other how the Lord was using our brother. And yesterday's message on the radio, it was a marvelous masterpiece, if I ever heard one. Now what's amazing is when you find out when Brother Branham left, how some of the people sitting right there in the tabernacle run Brother Neville off. You ought to hear his last sermon break your heart because they run him off. Why? There wasn't no preacher that tell the truth. Brother Neville didn't cut no corners with him. I'm Ormond Donnie Neville Jr. Darrell Neville Jr. 3 and Terry Horn Jr. 4. And praise the Lord. Now notice the prophet of God, instead of chiding him. Now this is his own church. Brother Brown, tell us the truth. Tell us the mystery of it. He said, if I ever heard a wonderful masterpiece, I heard it yesterday. Here's Elijah and Miss Elijah, and they're washing dishes, you know, and just kind of chumming around a little bit, hanging out, as we call it today, and just in there washing dishes, and they're listening to Brother Neville preach on the radio. Elijah, listen to his pastor. Elijah had a pastor. Oh, Jesus. You say that's nonsense. F2. Quotation marks, O-U-R, space, P-A-S-T-O-R, quotation marks, you look at the results. Well, Brother Branham called Brother Neville our pastor. And Happy Valley said, amen. Let's hurry and get done. Notice I said I was so happy to know. I was so happy to know that the one who the Lord was using to bring the message, Lord have mercy, brother, I was associated with him in the work of the Lord. Can you imagine? Brother Dave, he didn't say, oh, Brother Neville, so blessed to know me, man alive. I'm glad you got to see me tonight, Brother Seth. My. That's the attitude we scumbags have got. We act like we're some boy. People just blessed to be around you. Really? 6 foot chunk of dirt? You imagine the prophet of God. I believe he's sincere, Brother Terry said. How glad I was to be associated with this man. You say what you want to, get mad on a horn at me if you do whatever you want to do. We got some men of God sitting right here tonight at Happy Valley. I believe the prophet of God would be proud to stand up and put his arms around them and say, I am proud to be identified with you, my brothers, in the message of the hour. I believe there's men of God around this world that Brother Branham would be proud of the way they stand on the gospel. Let me find a place to close. Here's the pastor here. A man filled with the Spirit. A real preacher. A real theologian. And I ask you, the people of this city and this community, if you have no church, you want to hear the real gospel, come here, Brother Neville. He stands for the same thing I do. Absolutely. A real gallant soldier. We all here love Brother Neville. He's been here with us for a long time, and we love him. So what spirit is it then that would drive people away from such a man? A true pastor that stands and preaches. Remember the day I was talking about before service? For years and years we've quoted the quote that the bride was forced to stop preaching the gospel. We thought it was Baptist, Catholic, Church of God, Methodist. Maybe we ought to bring it a little bit closer. Wonder if it could be the pressure from our own ranks. I know, children, you're wondering where I'm going. Take my word for it as your pastor. There's a lot going on out here that you don't know nothing about. You know, I wouldn't waste my time standing here preaching if I didn't feel directed to do so. Oh, my. Let me close. I want you to know, if you ever come here anytime, I wish it so you'd come by and hear our pastor. We've got a real pastor at this tabernacle. Brother Orman Neville. Again, conference with God. I've heard preachers all over the world preach. Again, he's complimenting Brother Neville. He says, but sometimes he preaches things that just astounds me. So what? You think he's a liar? The man's lying, right? He don't really mean this. He's not sincere. He's just lying to make... I couldn't follow this man if he was a liar, Brother Harold. This man is telling the truth. Look, friends, you're not committing adultery against Brother Branham to be astounded to hear another preacher preach. It's how people will not allow themselves to be astounded by a pastor or astounded by an evangelist. Elijah was astounded by a pastor. Praise God. I tell you, he just carries off on those little things that he uses. I tell you, every time I come, I get about 15 texts out of his sermon. And I come writing it down, going home. Oh my, wouldn't that make a message? Oh my, wouldn't that make a message? And just write it down. So come around and hear our Brother Neville and associate with our people. So let me close asking you a question. From what I presented to you tonight, do you believe that Brother Branham intended for the message folks to keep going to churches and have preachers and evangelists and teachers and pastors and for them preachers to preach? Amen. Are y'all convinced by what I read here tonight that that's... Amen. Is that what Brother Branham believed? Yes. Now the question is that what you believe? Yes. Glory. Let's stand. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for hellfire and brimstone preaching. Hide shucking, hide skinning, closet cleaning, heart cleaning, music cleaning. Whatever needs to be clean, clean me, Lord. I want to be ready, friends, to leave this world. Oh, my. Brother, are you saying that we can't get nothing out of tapes? I'm not saying any such thing. I listen to tapes all the time, friends. Sometimes 7, 8, 9 hours a day. And I keep a note and a pad. I've got speakers in every room in my basement. I've got it on my phone. I've got it everywhere. The message ain't something that's decoration in my house. I feed on it. Amen. But not one of them words have changed since it was recorded in 1965. So what needs to change? Me. I need to be inspired to hear it. Don't you? Exactly. Does God speak to me through them tapes? He does. And I listen in a twofold way. I listen to feed you and I listen to feed myself. But some of my most direct hearing from God is when I've sat in a church and a gifted man of God, compared to Brother Branham, never. There'll never be a gift like that. But it's current. It's what I need. And go right down where you're living and describe the very thing you're going through. Oh, I got an email today from somebody down South Carolina. Yesterday it was. It's talking about the service down, Brother Jason. I told Carol, I don't understand why in the world the Lord had me to go in the direction I did. It's so confusing to me. and this person was telling me, you said this and this, and this person was there and had this to happen and that and that. And I thought, my Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. It made no sense at all to me, but it didn't have to. Why? The preacher was doing the preaching. The preacher was doing the preaching. Last Sunday, whenever I was here and got off into the screwdriver and all that sort of thing, I hadn't even studied that way. I studied all the rest of that stuff. I brought about 14 or 15 pages worth of scriptures and quotes and never even got to get to 2 pages of it. And I got off on the orange screwdriver and this and that and the other, and that turned out to be the main thing. And I'm thinking, Lord, this ain't even fair. I done all the rest of this studying on this, that, and the other, and the screwdriver become the main thing. But you know what? I hope I'm always that way. I hope I'm always led by the Holy Ghost. It makes no difference if it's what I've studied or not. Lord Jesus, take liberty in our hearts. Oh, my. Don't you love him, saints? Let's bow our heads together. The continuation of the book of Acts. Feed the flock of God over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Oh my. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for another opportunity, Lord, that we could gather here in this place and hear your word. It's one thing I love about the way you do. Lord, I can't say that I was looking for it in one sense to bring last Wednesday or tonight. You think it's so elementary, shouldn't even have to be dealt with. But yet I know this church and no other church is exempt from any demon out of hell. So I've learned to follow you, whether it makes sense or not. As a matter of fact, your prophet said you'll lead us to do things that's against our better judgment. How many times have I felt led to preach on this or that? It was against my better judgment to do so. But I felt led to do it. Lord, make me always sensitive, Father. Help me never to rely upon my judgment or what I think needs to be, Lord God. As long as I've got sense and wisdom and whatever more and strength to be able to do it, may I be led by the Holy Ghost, Lord God. I thank you for every God called man that's around this world. Because I realize this message would die if preachers stopped preaching. These tapes have no legs. They have no feet. Lord, how many of them have I seen around the world? Them ones I met several years ago in Tanzania. Somebody went in their village. They found these tribal people living in holes in the earth. Not in tents or houses, but dug out holes. And they just wore a clout, and some of them were naked. They didn't even know it was wrong to be naked. But some little preacher went in there on a bicycle. A bicycle was bought by this church with a burden on his heart. As I shook some of them preachers' hands, and there they stood clothed. And I was able to hand them a little message player. It was as though I'd handed them $1 million. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, bless your men. Bless your men around the world, Father. Encourage them, I pray, Father. It's easier for them to be discouraged in this hour. But Lord God, may you strengthen them. May you encourage your men servants that they'll go about and bring your word with courage, knowing that the work, hallelujah, the work is almost done, Father. May we reach everyone that you've ordained us to reach. And Lord, you know how true servants feel. Father, you know even for me. Lord, I went to the hospital and prayed for people that was not message believers. I've met right here in my office and counsel people that women that sat there in pants and made up and this and that and the other. But it was a person in need. So Lord, we'll reach out to anyone you let cross our paths. But our main thrust is the message of Abraham. Oh, we'll reach out to Lot. We'll do this and that and the other. These people think because I don't tell them everything I do, I ain't doing nothing. Lord, we want much of what we do to only be resounded in that day in heaven. I don't want to blow my horn and my trumpet and let my works be known here. Lord Jesus, we do it for you, for your honor and your glory, not for ours. Help us tonight, Lord. Help every preacher, then help every saint, every man, woman, boy, and girl to live their sermons. Many of these people can't preach. They're not called to. But they can live their sermon. They can behave out in the work. They can behave on Facebook. They can behave in social media like a son or daughter of God. Behave in a way that you'd be proud of them, Lord. Help each of us that we can be a living voice of God. Grant it, I pray, Lord. Praise God. How many wants to be that tonight by the help of God? Oh, my. God bless you, saints. Would you just turn and lay your hand on the person standing by you? Let's offer a word of prayer. I'm sure they probably requested for Brother Daniel Nunley today. I went to see him in the hospital with pneumonia and still really sick. I'm sure there's other needs too that I didn't hear on the request. But whatever your need is tonight, hold that in your heart. But I don't want you to pray for yours. I want you to pray for that brother's sister standing by you. Let's take these needs before the Lord right now. Heavenly Father, we believe that you're mindful of us, Lord. Lord God, we've just seen you do some tremendous things here in the last few weeks. Lord, I was just thinking again today about Sister Teresa Vest. Lord, having that surgery done, and the surgeon told the family he's going to remove her colon. Hallelujah. They come out and told them they better do something. Lord, Brother Caleb called me on the phone while we were still yet on the phone. They let them know that they're going to have to go ahead and do the surgery. The surgeon's word was, this was the first miracle she had ever seen. All of a sudden, something moved around in Sister Teresa's body. Hallelujah! It was our mighty God. It was our mighty God. Oh, Lord, I love it when you made the doctors testify of your power. Oh, Father, we have needs among us tonight, Lord. Physical needs, spiritual needs. Lord, and then just tonight, God, we're asking you to stir us up, Lord. Move us out of our comfort zone as it was, Father. May you send preaching, Lord, that'll stir our hearts and stir our lives. Oh, Lamb of God, we need you so much tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray your presence would help us, Lord. I pray, Father, you'd not only move in the visible audience. I realize there's many, many more that'll hear this service tonight, Father, than what's actually visible here. So may you go out on the stream and, Lord, the podcast and the different things that's happening, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that broken home. Lord, that family that may be looking at a divorce, that child that's gone wayward, that husband that's gone cold, may the Spirit of God move for him. Lord, this is the hour. This is our time, Lord God. Help us, Heavenly Father. We don't want to just be church members, Lord. We want to be set on fire of the Holy Ghost. We don't want it just to be the preachers jumping around and excited about the Word, but we want our hearts excited, Father. As individuals, as lay members, we want to be stirred in this hour. Forgive us of our slothfulness, Lord. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Father. Help us, I pray, that we can be stirred for the hour, Lord. We love you tonight, Father God. Move among your people, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You believe he's mindful, friends? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My brother-in-law down in Kentucky, they're streaming tonight. His sister-in-law had cancer and went to the doctor with pneumonia. Got better from the cancer part, they thought, and went to the doctor a few weeks ago with pneumonia. Died while in the hospital. They worked with her and worked with her and worked with her and tried to bring her back. Nothing they could do. Glory to God. But Sharon contacted Carol and we began to pray for him. And you know, asking God, be merciful. The woman wasn't ready. Hallelujah. In a little bit, she woke up, come back to herself after 45 minutes or 2 hours or something, whatever it was they worked on her. Her husband didn't believe in God, wasn't sure there was a God. After his wife got raised from the dead, he got saved. Glory to God. The male nurse that was trying to revive her decided he better start going to church. The woman gave her heart to God. unless God moves for her. It looks like she's fixing to pass. You think the mercy of God. When she was dying and going out into a world of darkness and something stopping her and bringing her back. She may never be bright. She may not be elect. But God in His love and His mercy reaching out. Yes. Raising a woman from the dead when they said there's no hope. I mean, she's dead. She's gone. Oh, hallelujah. He loves. He's concerned. Oh, children, He wants to help us in the time of need. My, what would that be worth if God raised her from the dead and her husband gets saved and that male nurse gets saved and her gets saved and then God let her come on home. My. Oh, if He'd do that for somebody that may not even be bride, only God knows that. What would He do for His sweetheart? What would He do for His little Rebecca? Hallelujah. Don't you love Him? Oh, don't you love Him? Praise be to God. Praise be to God. We worship You tonight, Lord. Hey, sing something. Let's just worship a little before we go. I know it's Wednesday and you got to work tomorrow and all that, but all, I just wouldn't feel right without worshiping Him a little bit, would you? Let's just worship Him a little and sing just for a few minutes before we go. Praise be to God. We worship You, Lord Jesus. We bless Your name. You're worthy, Lord. You can raise the dead. Lord, You can move a tumor back off of a colon and the doctor standing there watching it happen. And the doctor seeing the supernatural hand of God. Hallelujah. You can reach down and touch a backslider. You can move right in this place tonight, Lord, and move on a wayward heart because You're God. You're the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We worship You, Lord. Let's just raise our hands, can we? Sing it to Him tonight. Oh, my.
That is what I long to do.
Amen. Sing it to Him, children.
I give You praise, for You are my righteousness.
Sparrow that falls. wrestler. He's the God of everything. Amen.
Creatures great and small. He knows my name. Every step that I take. Every move that I make. And every tear that I cry. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. Overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of a day. Well, I know I'll be just fine.
The stars, one and all. He knows how the sand is on the shore. Every sparrow that falls. Glory to God. He made the mountains and the seas. He controls of everything. Of all the creatures, great and small. Yes, He knows my name. Every step that I take, and every move that I make, every tear that you cry, yes, He knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can see the light of day, and I know I'll be just fine. He knows my name. Every step that I take, and every move that I make, and every tear that I cry, He knows my name. Overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, and I know I'll be just fine. Hallelujah.
Tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know the answers to all the questions of life.
This is what I believe.
I know in whom I have believed.
He knows my name.
Step that I take, every move that I make,
go ahead and worship Him tonight.
Every tear
that your King tonight.
He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain. I can't see the light of day.
Well, I know I'll be just fine. And every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. Overwhelmed by the pain, you can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name.
One and all,
He knows how much sand is on the shore. Sees every sparrow that falls.
Glory to God.
Oh, He made the mountains and the sea. He's in control of every dream, of creatures great and small. Yes, He knows my name. Oh, yes!
Raging sea, it looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, my heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with fright. All I could see was no hope in sight. With faith all but gone, I met the one who came looking for me. His plan had moved forward to put the preachers away. Drifted so far, anyone care? I'd soon be lost. I knew my destruction was a matter of time, but Jesus appeared, said, "This one is mine, safe with no harm." Storm. He came a looking for me. Oh, help me sing it now. He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
Lady I was telling you about just passed away a few minutes ago. God, rich in mercy. Can't you see, children? It's not His will that any should perish. I was reading a report the other day of a man who had died. He was on his way to work. He called his boss, said, "I'm having terrible, terrible pain." One guy in the message. I'm having terrible pain. The doctor said, you better get to the ER. You're having a heart attack. The man turned his vehicle, went to the ER, stumbled in the ER, fell on the floor. They took him, of course, shocked him. They worked on him, put the paddles on him over and over and over again, an hour and a half, something like that. Pronounced him dead. The heart surgeon walked out. He was a Christian. The Spirit of God spoke to him and said, go back in and pray for him. Let me tell you something, message people. You think you're going to put God in your message can. God's God. He'll heal who he wants to. We don't control God. God controls us. They was cleaning up, taking everything out of a man's body. And the one more guy standing there, he said, would you shock him once more? He said, Doc, we've done it over and over again. He said, will you do it for me? The doctor stood there and prayed for him, and he shocked it. Brother Donnie, did he join a message church? Probably not. As I said, don't think you're going to tell God what he can do. He's a God of miracles. And if we get so stuffed up in our ways, he'll go find a Baptist man to heal, or a Pentecostal woman, or a church of God. If he's got healing to pour out, let him pour it out on us too. He wants to do miracles. I want to open my heart. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you love him, children? God bless you. I just wanted to share that with you. I walked back in the office and I had a text from Carol's sister. My sister-in-law said she just passed about just a few minutes ago. I've just been waiting and waiting for the time to tell you on that. And I just felt tonight was the right time. Little did I know it was going to be the very night she was going to pass. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your husband, your wife. Well, they may not be bright. That's right. But God can still move. Or you say, when the breath is gone, there's all hope's lost. Well, maybe and maybe not. I said, maybe and maybe not. They may be heading toward the darkness, as that man was I told you about, heading toward the darkness. And all of a sudden, a bright light stopped him and turned him around and seen him the other way. He wasn't ready to meet God. God can speak to your children. God can speak to your daughter, your sons, whatever more. Keep believing. Keep believing. He's a God of supernatural. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, don't you love him with all your hearts? Amen. Let's sing it together here as we go. He came looking for me. God bless you. Go in the fear of God. See you, Lord willing, this weekend. Come expecting the Lord to speak to us once again by his word. He came looking for me.
He came looking for me. He made a way when there was no way that I could see. When I drifted so far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fears. All harm since I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. He made a way when there was no way that I could see. So far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fear. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. Oh, Satan had already picked out my grave. His plan had moved forward to put me away. I drifted so far, would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? I knew my destruction was a matter of